And there, along the shattered chasm's edge, we found the infamy of Crete stretched out, the beast conceived inside the wooden cow. And seeing us, the creature bit himself as though tormented by an inward rage. That is the way the Minotaur behaved. My wary guide called out, "Run down towards the crossing. Best descend while he is mad." Dante's Inferno, translated by Sean O'Brien, Picador, London, 2006. Champion profile. Name, West, Jonathan James. Age, 46. Rank to win, above 10th. Representing, land. Profile. Captive participant. A late inclusion to these games, Jonathan Jack West, Jr., is a wild card not to be dismissed lightly. He is, after all, the fifth greatest warrior of ancient prophecy. That said, that prophecy has no relevance here. Ranked above 10th out of 16 to win the games. From his patron, no supporting comment was issued by this champion's patron. Jack West woke with a lurch, startled and gasping for air. He was alone and in darkness. He didn't know where he was, how he'd got here, or how long he'd been here. The air was cool and moist, like in a deep cave. The floor was dusty. The wall against his back was solid stone. He was wearing jeans and a long-sleeved t-shirt, but no shoes. His head was sore. He touched it, only to pull his hand away in shock. His hair had been shaved off. With a piercing shriek, the rusty iron door of his cell swung open and light flooded in. A horrifying silhouette filled the doorway. The outline of a bull-headed man, a minotaur. Or at least a man wearing a bull-shaped helmet. He was well-muscled, with knotty biceps and a stocky chest. While his upper body, save for the bull mask, was bare, on his lower half he wore modern black army-issue cargo pants and black combat boots. "I must be dreaming," Jack thought. He didn't have time for a second thought, because right then, with a roar, the Minotaur charged at him. A serrated hunting knife appeared in the masked man's right hand, and it came slashing down at Jack. Instinct kicked in. Half rising, Jack grabbed the Minotaur's knife hand, twisted it, and threw the man to the side, springing to his own feet as he did so. The Minotaur tackled him, and they rolled, struggling, wrestling, ending up on the ground with the masked man on top, straddling Jack and pressing down with the knife. Clenching his teeth and using all his strength, Jack gripped the hilt of the knife, keeping its blade at bay, 2 inches from his own throat. The blade edged closer to his Adam's apple, and in a faraway corner of his brain, Jack recalled that if you died in a dream, you woke up. He wondered if that would happen here. "Only what if it's not a dream, Jack?" His opponent pushed harder, and from behind the black bull mask, Jack heard the man inside grunting with exertion. "It's just a man," his mind screamed. "It's just a man. And every man can be beaten." Energized, Jack shifted his weight and reverse rolled, sending the Minotaur smashing headfirst into the stone wall. It was a sickening blow. A dull crack echoed out, the sound of the Minotaur's neck breaking, and the masked man slumped to the dusty floor and lay still. Jack heaved for breath. What a way to wake up. Regaining his